listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The state government wants to establish WA as a prime destination for national and international screen productions with the help of nearly a $32 million boost. It follows the filming of a Stan TV series, Invisible Boys, shot in Geraldton last month. Arts Minister David Templeman says the initiative will allow young creatives to hone in their craft.
The people who are going to make it, the people who are going to create it, the people who are going to build it, they are the ones that we're investing in. It's also about making sure that we create a pipeline of work. We create that environment for it to thrive.
Ahead of Anzac Day commemorations tomorrow, there's fresh calls for better support for struggling veterans. According to Sana Health Group, 1 in 10 Australian Defence Force members struggle with PTSD. Founder Ruth Limkin says they can also struggle with other issues.
An estimated 20 to 30% of veterans with PTSD also have a comorbid substance use disorder, and approximately 75% with substance use disorder. So that could be alcohol or other drugs. And that's why a holistic approach is really important. So we can be looking after the whole person.
Hundreds are set to gather for Anzac Day commemorations across the Midwest tomorrow. A dawn service will be held at Geraldton's Birdwood House at 6 o'clock with a march to follow at 10:40. Dawn services will also be held at Dongro's War Memorial Park and Kalbarri's War Memorial from 5:40 with a second main service in Kalbarri at 10:30. In sport, a special milestone for the Geraldton City Speedway. The club celebrating 60 years of racing and marked the occasion with an anniversary meeting of all divisions over the weekend. Rowan Thomas blitzed the competition in the production sedan's division feature, the only driver to finish a lap in under 19 seconds. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.